every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101, the show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack when the Reaper's drawing near. We're the ones, when you're done, Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRMMDRAHA. Why do I keep saying DRA?
I don't know.
Dual Recovery Anonymous? I don't know. EA. Or any of them there, guys. We don't even speak that well for ourselves. If you're a regular listener, you already know that. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with...
Shelley.
And Mark.
I was supposed to say Bruce. This is Bruce.
Don't bring me down.
Bruce!
Oh my God, I hated that song. One of their biggest hits ever. And I'm like, really? I'm like, we need like Mr. Blue Skies by ELO. Better. Yeah. Don't bring me down, Bruce. What a effing song. Right when I was in high school, too. Everyone come around and go, Bruce! Bruce, I'm like, shut the F up.
Okay, Bruce.
Yeah. So we just found out my daughter's moving into my mom's house.
Yeah.
Like redoing the entire place.
Yep.
Yeah.
Going in there, putting in new carpet, just put a big flat screen TV up on the wall with a multi-directional
mount.
Mount.
Yep. Yep. I heard about that yesterday.
Yeah. Awesome. Shelly's getting messages. So was I. But it's okay. So what do you got going on this coming week?
Me?
Yeah. You going to stay sober?
I'm thinking about it. Today, anyway.
Today?
Yeah.
You'd be like, I'm going to have 30 years in 4 days.
Yeah. So.
You are?
Oh, maybe I might get loaded Wednesday.
Oh, I didn't know you were getting 30 years.
No, I'm not. I got 29 coming up here next month. So.
Oh, 29. Oh, yeah. Oops.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome, though.
29. Yeah.
Damn.
Hadn't thought much about it.
That's an area that not tons and tons and tons of people get into. I mean, certainly people get into the long-term sobriety like that, but that's a pretty long damn time.
Yeah, you got to live long enough, first of all, to do it.
That is an issue.
Yeah.
That is an issue. Shelly, what do you got going on this coming week?
I'm going back to work.
Yay, Shelly.
Yay. I've got more doctor appointments.
Yay, Shelly.
So don't croak. That's about it.
Yay, Shelly. That's it? You're just hoping not to croak this week?
Well, I think that's
living
a good goal.
Living through the week would be a good goal.
Yeah, I think that's a good goal.
That's my daily goal.
To live?
Yeah.
Yeah,
to wake up.
It's a lot better than...
Not.
Yeah, it's better than the alternative, which we call dying.
True. And you?
Yeah, we got a plan for the week, Bruce.
I am, not this next week, but the week after I'm taking my 54 Ford F-100 to the auto show at the L.A. County Fairgrounds. I'm going to sell it.
Nice looking truck.
It will.
It'll fetch a dollar or two.
Well, the thing is, it's good.
Y'all
about
see
it
the
is,
same truck I am.
The thing.
Yeah, it's a thing of beauty.
Yeah, but see, you're missing out. The thing that most people don't get about. You see a lot of trucks for sale, and they're all like, kind of rat rotted together out of a bunch of other parts.
Right.
This is the original truck.
Yep.
With all of the original stuff on it. The only thing I changed on it was a carburetor and electronic ignition, yep. And I still have the old carburetor that's got the glass tops to the carburetor. Uh-huh. And the guy at the Ford store told me, he goes, it's not that there aren't trucks out there that like look nicer than this. He goes, but if someone wants to restore a truck to original, this is perfect for them because it's already got all the original parts on it.
Right.
Usually, to restore it to original, if someone's put a Mustang axles on it, you got to go out and get regular Ford truck axles.
Right.
You got to get 54 Ford truck axles. And not only does it have all the original parts, it's not the new versions of the old parts.
Right.
It's the old parts. When I put spark plugs in, I use the old school connectors and everything. Bought them at the old Ford store in San Dimas, California.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know what that means.
What does it mean, Bruce? What does it mean?
Well, that means that it is time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
It's really difficult for me sometimes because I have to adjust dutes according to who's duting with me.
You had to adjust your dutes?
I had to adjust.
You're still on my cord.
I had to adjust my dutes.
Okay.
They were pinching.
Let's see.
You'd be impressive if you could clap your dutes.
Friends.
Actually, I've seen some videos like that. If you can clap your dudes, they're not real tight.
Yeah. Fran sent this first story in.
Hi, Fran.
And it is not from Florida.
That's fantastic.
Concy Taylor, Concy is the name of the person. This takes place in Britain. She was 29 years old. She's at home in London.
She was.
I think they're back at home now. But she was about halfway through. She was eating a banana, and she saw a little white patch on the side of the fruit. And at first she thought it was mold, and so she started to put the banana down. And then she realized that her banana was exploding with spiders.
Oh, my God.
They were hatching out all over the table and running around on the carpet. She immediately she immediately took a picture of the spider. She sent it to a pest control company. Mm-hmm. You know, the family, meanwhile, is like staying out of that part of the house. Not, you know, there's too many spiders in there.
Strange South American.
The pest control company called her back and said that they were Brazilian wandering spiders and that they were one of the top 10 most venomous spiders in the world.
Oh.
Get out of the house now.
Get out of the house. So they had to immediately evacuate the house. An entomologist came over to take samples of the little critters, and because, you know, Brazilian wandering spiders in the middle of London is not an everyday occurrence.
No.
So
he
was probably jazzed.
And they wander.
Yes.
So you want to keep them from going to the neighbor's house.
Right.
You think you want to keep them at the home while you kill them.
Yeah.
He was probably actually excited to come over. Oh, my gosh, really? You've got them? I'll be right there.
It took him to take samples, they wandered. They're all over the block now.
And then they called in the pest control company came and tented the
John Goodman
the building.
Showed up?
Yeah.
Arachnophobia?
Yeah.
I'm sure Shelly never saw that.
No, I'm not going
like
to see something
like
that.
I'd like to eat a banana and have that happen, Shelly.
That wouldn't happen because I don't eat bananas.
If you saw a banana that's sitting in there and suddenly it exploded with spiders?
That wouldn't happen because I have a little tarantula paranoia, and they live in bananas, so I always look at the bananas before I buy them.
Shelly goes, and I have the slipper of death.
That's true.
She's like, they can't run fast enough to get away from me.
Well, no, but tarantulas can jump.
Yeah.
So swatting them is probably not your best option. Running away and making a phone call
to make sure you swatted a tarantula hard.
Yeah.
Because they're not that small. It's not like, you know, these ones that you see coming down from the ceiling once, and you squish it with your fingers.
Yeah. I grew up in the produce business, so I saw my share of tarantulas in boxes of bananas.
Oh, really?
Every now and then, yeah.
You know what you got to do? You got to go out to Calico Ghost Town.
When
the black desert spider, whatever, they had this migration.
Well, you can walk on them.
Oh, my God. They pop like bubble wrap.
Yep.
If you're walking across the ground in the middle of the night to go to the little outhouse, it's like pop, pop, pop.
You know, I think I don't need to have
you'll
that.
You'll hold it.
Yeah, I don't have to do that in my lifetime. I can stay away from there.
Where we were, we actually heard the guy talk about them popping like that. And where we were, we didn't see that many of them because we were like on the fringe. But you could see them going across the desert, and it looked like a black river or something going.
Like the ground was moving.
Oh, yeah.
During our banter, I didn't ask you guys how the earthquake was the other night.
Did you feel that?
It was a quake.
I did.
That was Shelly and I.
No, you're talking about the one on Friday night?
Yeah,
my sponsor was just about to speak. She had stood up. They'd announced her name. She stood up to go up to the podium to speak. She was speaking that night, her 45-minute share.
Uh-huh.
And then she's standing there. We have an earthquake. And she gets up there. She's like, Awesome. That totally adds to my story for next time.
You guys will never forget me speaking.
Yes, because that was the night we had an earthquake.
I was in Starbucks. And all of the air conditioning things have these long, like, conduits of air conditioning. They were swinging pretty good. So I stepped out the door, which really isn't that smart because the door is in amongst a bunch of gigantic plate glass windows.
Yeah.
But it seemed more likely that something was going to fall on me from above than for the windows to break.
There's a new, well, it's not really new, but it's growing. It's a type of cyber
exorcism?
No.
Extortion?
Extortion, yes, thank you. This particular story about this, Brian sent this in, by the way, comes out of Salt Lake City. Melissa Esplin, she is a young mom. She's got a son. Actually, she's got two kids. Wait a minute. Yeah. And she's married, happily married, mother of two. She has an online craft business website. So she's just like, you know, an average mom or whatever. And all of a sudden, she starts getting messages from people all over the world propositioning her for sex. And she had no idea what was going on. Then someone, it doesn't say who told her, someone said that a picture of her had been posted next to a photo of someone who vaguely physically resembled her in a compromising position on what's called a revenge porn site. She had no idea who did this, what was going on. The porn site said that if she paid them $400, they would take the pictures down. But they wouldn't give her... she wouldn't let her know where they had gotten her picture, you know, how that the two came to be stuck together.
That is a crime that's only going to be perpetuated on women.
It wasn't.
Guys will be like, great, free advertising.
It wasn't actually her picture. It was photoshopped.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, it was her face stuck into something else.
Oh. Guys will be like, thanks for the ad.
So rather than pay for this, knowing that they were just going to keep asking for more and more money, she called the FBI and reported her case. And her case was resolved, but the problem is the FBI is saying that this is starting to happen more and more, particularly with men who are ticked off at exes, will sell their exes' photos to these revenge porn sites.
Yes, I think that's awesome. I think that's awesome.
We've had somebody invade the studio.
We've been invaded.
The next story is from Fran, and it happened in Marco Island. Marco Island,
Florida.
Thank you. Last Sunday, highway patrol troopers. Now I've lost the total thread of the story because James is standing here. I'll edit these pauses out. Anyway, she's 19 years old. Mary Donahue got released from a detox facility. Was immediately arrested for driving under the influence. She got released from the detox, went to hang out with some friends that she had met in rehab.
Nice.
That's always a good idea.
Yes. After she had been cleared and she'd posted bond, I'm not exactly sure why she would do this, she pulled a baggie of pot out of her underwear and handed it to the cops.
Confession's good for the soul.
But what I want to know is, A, why didn't they find it when they booked her? And B, she was out the door.
Maybe she was ready to turn over a new leaf.
I don't know.
A whole bag of new leaves.
A whole bag of new leaves. And another dumb DUI. This story was sent in by Peter.
Peter? And,
yes, Peter. We've had him send stories in before. You guys always act so surprised.
Why? Who's Brian, but who's Peter?
Peter.
Peter is a friend of ours who has been sending in stories, and you guys always act surprised.
Okay, awesome.
Anyway, this story came out of Vancouver. A suspected drunk driver being chased, managing to evade pursuit, was then captured because in the course of evading pursuit, he pulled into the driveway of the RCMP.
Royal Canadian Mounted Police?
Yes. So
they
really,
got their man?
Yes, they got their man. James, that's really not very attractive. You can go away now. Bye-bye, James.
That's just a special kind of stupid.
Yeah, the RCMP, they always get their man. Yep. And they didn't even have to do anything.
I almost pulled out a boozy news story that I saw where a guy was robbing a place where he had just given one of the girls that worked there his number because he thought he might want to date her.
Yeah.
And so it was pretty easy for them to find. Then he turned right around and, like, robbed the place. So they had his phone number. So they went and found his home and arrested him.
We had some other stories, but the boozy news went a little long on the last show. And that, my excellent friends, is a very short edition. Well, it's only 2 minutes short of the boozy news. The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
Oh, we're back.
Shout out
to the New Way Foundation.
And Sober College.
At selfwillhappens.com.
Sweet.
Dude.
So, Shelly, we have a topic.
Yeah, you guys have a topic. I don't really know what it's about, so y'all get down with your bad
Mark
selves.
Just told you what it was.
That doesn't mean anything to me. He told me, he gave me two words, and then you started singing a song I hate.
What were the two words he gave you?
Time bandits.
Time bandits.
Bruce, how'd you come up with this topic?
Yeah, well, Bruce.
Actually, I came up with it working with a new old sponsee where we were discussing how things weren't really happening. I'm already starting to put a modicum of time into this individual, and I'm not going to get any of this time back.
Ever.
And came, asked me to re-sponsor him, showed up in my store. Within 2 hours, he was out smoking crack with somebody. And I'm like,
you're not a very good sponsor.
This is not working. It's not working very well. And then we also have the time bandits. Well, it could be time bandits in a lot of ways. It's like when you answer the phone. This is killing me lately. You answer the phone, and it goes, hello. And you go, hello. And it goes, hey, this is John. And you're like, hey, John. He goes, hey, how you doing today? I'm like, I'm good. What's the call about? He goes, well, let me tell you what it's about. Then it turns out after about, I'm like 45 seconds into this thing, I'm like, John, are you a recording? Oh, that's not what I meant to say, sir. And I'm like, you're a recording. Oh, we're not really trying to sell you anything. And I'm like, you're a recording. I'm being like, just talk 45 seconds to a thing that's not even a real guy.
That's actually a little scary.
It is scary. Because they start using that voice recognition software. Or the other thing is like when back in the day, Shelly wouldn't have experience with this, but I would. Mark probably would. Someone's going to get you dope, and it's hurry up and wait.
Yep.
Now, you're kind of okay to wait because you know you're going to get dope, but God, it seems like they take forever. I'm going to be gone for 15 minutes. 4.5 hours later, they come back. I'm never getting that time back again.
But it didn't matter.
No, because by that time, I'd be loaded.
Yeah.
When they came back, I felt good about it.
That's right. You were grateful that they came back.
You ever had any time bandits, Shelly?
Yeah, it's called Facebook.
there's another
there
time
you
bandit.
Oh.
Yes. And you know what? Some
That's
days.
That's a good one, actually.
Most days, like, especially if it's a work day, I'm really good with Facebook because I'll get on in the morning for like 45 minutes, do my little things, my little fish world, post my little post. I post the daily devotion for church, blah, blah, blah. Go to work, come back. I'll, after work, I unwind with like another 40 minutes of Facebook, but then I'm done. I got stuff to do. I got to get ready for choir. I got to get ready for meetings or whatever, and I go on about my day. However, once Saturday at 2 p.m. hits, it's like my ass becomes glue, and I stick to this chair. I don't know what the heck happens. It's diabolical.
It's mind-numbing.
Yes. And I'll actually be sitting there, and I'll realize that I've been sitting in front of Facebook for an hour and a half just scrolling and looking at stupid crap that people I don't even know have posted.
Pictures of their lunch?
Yeah, I don't even know why they're or what it means or anything. I know none of the people involved, and I'll sit there and I'll think, I'm trapped. It's like being trapped in Disneyland. Why am I sitting here? And then I will force myself to log off and get up and go do something. But that is a huge – Facebook is a huge time
ban
for me.
Mark doesn't have that problem.
No, because he's not on social media.
And I'll tell you, Mark, that one of the things that is posted ad nauseum – also on other social media sites, Instagram, everyone posts pictures of like the food they're about to eat.
And about half the time, either you can't tell what it is or it looks disgusting.
So yeah. Shelly and I go to this – what's the name of that place?
Oh, Pacific Fish Grill. Yummy,
Pacific
yummy,
Fish
yummy.
Grill. Actually, good food.
Yep.
So I took a picture of my empty thing after I was done eating. I said I was going to post the obligatory picture of my food, but I was busy eating it. So, Mark, you avoid that.
Riveting.
Now how about this?
I am whelmed by this conversation.
Well, Mark has you, but you have other time bandits.
You know,
different times of sports at different times of year.
Oh yeah, I can eat up an entire afternoon.
Yeah, like Sundays.
Matter of
football
fact,
season.
Baseball season has started tonight. I imagine I will eat up 3.5 hours of evening on many occasions.
And when you look at that, and I love it when people like say, "Well,
who's
I don't
playing tonight."
I don't have time
Dodgers
to go to meetings.
Dodgers and Padres tonight. I'm missing it right now to be here.
I love people that say, I don't have time to go to meetings. Uh-huh. You're like, dude, you posted 487 posts on Facebook. You spent 4.5 hours on Facebook. You can't get to a meeting?
But they were listening to Recovery 101 while they were doing it.
That's okay.
That's a meeting.
No, we're for entertainment purposes only. This is not a meeting. If you need a meeting, you need to get up and go to one.
I've been to several meetings lately that were for entertainment purposes only.
By the way... While we're in the middle of this topic, we should say this.
What?
Because people won't listen at the end of the show.
What?
Recovery Convention.
Oh, knock
well,
yourself
we
out.
Do.
Dates?
July 18th to 20th.
Location?
South Point Hotel, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Sin City, baby. Email recovery101radio@gmail.com and let us know if you're going to come, and we'll start to pencil things in.
We'll have hard information next week.
Yeah, well, we'll have a Facebook event put up.
Yep.
Back to the topic.
Now, back to the show.
Do we have to?
You know, time bandits, though, for me, I know where you're going with this. One of the things I thought about was, why don't we get more responsible when we get into this program? Or why don't there's so many people who don't get responsible about time? As far as...
It's on my side. Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Yes, it is. As far as, you know, let's meet up at 4 o'clock. And you're there at 5 to 4. 4 o'clock it's there. 4:10. 4:30. And about 4:30 they call. I'm on my way.
I'm running late.
Yeah.
I'm on my way means they haven't even gotten in the car yet.
I'm on my way. Okay.
They just got out of the shower.
And what you forget to always ask them is, you're on your way from where?
Yeah.
You know, and it's like typically, you know, 40, 45 minutes, like your time means – you're here to be of service, so therefore your time means nothing.
Your time means nothing.
Yeah. You see, I was taught the opposite by a sponsor who was a time bandit. Mm-hmm. She – from the gate, mm-hmm. she told me right up front, she said, I am late to everything. I am always late. I don't know – what that it's a major character defect. I got to work on it, but I'm always late. And then she said specifically, but you are not allowed to be late.
Okay.
So at first I had a kind of a resentment about that. I'm like, well, this is not freaking fair. How
Shelly shows up on time. She's at the meeting. Sponsor shows up with 10 minutes left in the meeting.
She told me to be at this meeting, and she is late. She is always late. And I started getting a resentment about it until I just accepted the fact that she's always late. That's just the way she is. Then, this last Friday, she said, because we were all going to go in one car. She was going to drive the four gals to go into this meeting together. And she said, well, we'll all meet at your house, and we'll all go together in my car, which is what we were going to do. She said, I'll pick everybody up at 7:45. So, you know, one of the gals shows up at the house at like 7:25. We're sitting around, and I said, you realize that we're probably not getting picked up till like 10 after 8 because it's Becky. And she said, yeah, she's always late. She was 5 minutes early. I was stunned. I said, what is going on? Are you okay?
Who was the speaker that
night? She was like, I'm not ready.
She was the speaker.
She was the speaker.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she said, well, no, I've been really trying to work on, you know, being punctual, especially because I guess at work she's got to get there on time.
Yeah,
she's
that helps.
Working on her character defect. But the thing that, for me, the thing that was important is that she made it very clear to me that being on time, being punctual, anytime you're doing something in recovery, is extremely important. It was important for her, too. She just sucked at it. So, but because of that, I almost am never late to a meeting or of any kind. You know, if I say I'm going to be somewhere at a certain time, I'm there at a certain time. Because other people's time is important to me, too. I want to make sure I have as much time with that person as possible.
Ready for another time bandit?
What?
Okay.
You're at a speaker participation meeting. And the speaker finishes. They go on break. They come back. It's time for participation. There's about 15 people in the meeting.
First guy back.
First guy starts sharing and goes on and on and on and on and eats up the majority of the time for participation.
I just had that happen.
In the meeting.
I led an HA meeting, a Heroin Anonymous meeting, for a guy you know, Jake. I did my spiel. It was... It was more of a leader thing, so it was like about 15 minutes. I got done. The first guy that shared went 22 minutes. And I kept looking at this guy's girlfriend, who is the secretary. And I'm looking at the guy and tapping my wrist. You know, trying to be cool, but tapping my wrist. Looking at the girlfriend tapping my wrist. You could see people in the back, their eyes are rolling back in their head. And I said, we got to keep it 3 to 5. Oh, sorry. And I'm like, this guy was rolling. And it, at first, the first like 10 minutes, it was great. It was great. So I'm being generous with it. Then he starts to like wander. You know this guy. He's a poly substance abuser.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And he can tend to eat up some time.
Oh, my God. And then finally he goes, well, I'm kind of rambling. And there's people in the room. You see all these nods. Yes, you are.
Well, their head bobs when people fall asleep.
Because he's one of those guys that at first, he was really funny. I mean, oh, my God. And what he was saying was along with the topic. And I mean, it was, you know, I did the topic, why do I not want to die today?
Ah.
And he was rolling.
Because living's better. Thank you for letting me share.
But he was rolling. And so I'm kind of being generous. And then, you know. It went on. He needs to go to on and on and on.
Oh. So you were the time police.
The dream police, they live inside of my head.
Yeah, but it's if the leader has done the tapping the watch, the holding of the finger, the whole, you know, it's your time to stop to shut up thing, and the person is still going, it's the secretary's responsibility to step in at that
point.
Well,
then I did. I said, you know, we got to keep 3 to 5. And he goes, I should have said, we got to keep it 15 to 20, man.
I when
the,
I've been
at the
a secretary,
end of the meeting, I said, I want to thank our speaker, Joe.
As a secretary, I have well known for doing the one more minute thing or whatever. But when I'm not the secretary, I'll just sit there and, you know, let them roll. Because, A, it's not my job, and B, the more time other people suck up is less time for there to be the possibility of me getting called on.
Have you ever had the occasion to go to the Glendale Alano Club?
No.
They have the anti-time bandit meeting there. It's called the Gong Show.
Oh, yeah.
And when you get to 3 minutes, they have a little xylophone. They go ding, 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 ding. Mm-hmm. And when you get to 5 minutes, they have an actual gong that they start banging. Once they start banging the gong, you cannot hear anything in there except the gong. So if you're still sharing, they go bang, 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 bang. And then finally you can see the person sits down in shame. It's awesome. You want to talk about giving someone a subtle hint? The ding, 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 ding is a subtle hint. When you get to five, the gong lets you know.
What were you going to say, Mark?
When before he jumped in, I was going to say, Shelley, you always have something of value to share, though. I don't know why you don't share more in meetings.
I almost never raise my hand unless it's a situation where somebody's romancing a drug.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you shut them down.
I shut them down.
When I'm leading a meeting, I do my best to call on you.
But see, that's the thing, is that I was told in the very beginning that if God wants me to share, he'll call on me, or my sponsor will.
You're welcome.
So I don't, I typically do not volunteer myself.
It's a lot of pressure being your higher power.
The guy that came in. The guy
but you're doing a good job.
Yeah, the guy that came in when we were doing the show, James.
Mm-hmm.
James, I have never seen James. The only time I ever saw him raise his hand was he was really drunk the first meeting he ever went to. I am James, I'm alcoholic. Shut up.
Yeah, and the funny thing is my sponsor has told me repeatedly about, oh, you're such a great speaker. You should really go on, you know, do more speaking at meetings and stuff. I'm like, well, nobody asked me. And then there's this pause, and I said, and I ain't volunteering. If I'm asked, I always say yes. But I'm not going to put myself
forward.
So you don't
want to be of service?
I will be of service if I'm asked in that regard. I will do. I volunteer to do all kinds of other things.
Would you put yourself on a speaker list?
If I were asked to.
I think you should put yourself on a speaker list.
Yeah.
Would you please do that?
No.
I don't get asked to speak.
Wait a minute.
That's because everybody's heard you speak. They know how long you go on.
She just said, I would if someone asked me. So
no.
Asked her, and she said no.
Do you administrate the speaker list?
No.
Okay, then you asking me is of no help.
Central office administrates it.
Oh, well, I'm not that worried about it. Yeah.
I always think about Bruce, you and I going to the marathon when we had the 2 hour and 15 minute slot and nobody showed up but you and me.
Yeah, we went over.
We did.
And one thing, too, because you talk about time bandits, we show up and we're there and there's a bunch of people and like the one meeting ends and everybody goes home except for like about five people.
Yeah.
And Mark and I.
And we have we're supposed to have eight people show up for this marathon.
Yeah, we have a bunch of people supposed to go with
Nobody
us.
Nobody comes.
No, not one.
I did an hour and thought, I stretched it. I went an hour and I went, okay, Bruce is going to have to do an hour and we're just going to wrap up early.
So what do you do about Time Bandits?
Well, there was a movie.
In your life. Yes, you hated that movie.
Yeah. Not so much. I didn't like it. It depends because, you know, there's so many different types of things. I mean, the thing is if you can be an acceptance over a time bandit, you can. And if you can't, then, you know, if you like what you're getting, keep doing what you're doing. And if you don't like what you're getting, do something different. There's some time bandits you can't get away from. You go to the bank, you stand in line. It's a time bandit. You got to stand in line. If you're in a meeting and a guy's going over in time and you're not the secretary. I've seen people that aren't secretaries tap their wrists. You know, that's something you can do. Someone's being a time bandit in the meeting. You don't have to be the secretary to shout out 3 to 5. People might look at you like you're an ass, but you could do it.
Don't you love when you're in a meeting and somebody's sharing and they start sharing the same thing again and they start sharing it again for like the third? Like they keep, it's like they keep resetting their share.
And they
I'm sure other people said, yeah, you already said that. You know.
Awesome.
Like, you know.
Like, you know.
Like, you know.
Oh, my God.
Man, Anda.
When I was in Impact House, there was a guy, and his name was Lester, and he worked there. And the big running joke there was to count how many times he said, man, Anda. Because his speech would be like, hey, I'm Lester, man, and I'm an addict. And, you know, I had this thing happen the other day, man, and, you know, dude, it was horrible, man, and, one time he did 137 times when he was speaking. And we're like, holy shit. If you took the man-andas out of it, it would have been a 20-minute share.
Yeah.
Time bandit.
Yep.
What would you do, Shelley? You asked the question.
I don't know. Actually, most of the time, unless, you know, there's something grievously personal going on, like knocking over my iced tea, I'm more or less a fairly patient person. At the grocery store, you're talking about waiting in line for things? I can't tell you how many times I've let people go in front of me, and they'll say, oh, thank you so much, I was in such a hurry. And I'll say, I got nothing but time. Because when it comes down to it, that's all we've ever, all any of us have is time. You don't, that's the only currency we really have to spend. So I can wait another 5 minutes to get out of the grocery store. I'm fine.
You know what's a time bandit? Grandchildren.
Oh, but that's such a wonderful time bandit.
I know, but they're bandits. I mean, they can eat up time.
You know, and
the great thing is, because we're grandparents,
we get to give them back.
Grandparents have more time.
True. And when our kids, when they were teenagers, yeah, they were kind of annoying. But but when they were...
Teenagers are time bandits, too.
Yeah, but when they were little...
Can you give me a ride here? Can you give me a ride there? Can you give me a ride here? Give me a ride there?
Having kids, that was a huge time bandit. But that was totally worth it, too. And especially when they were young. I love kids when they're like ages 3 to 7 is like the best time.
5 years old is really cool.
Yeah, because you can run around in the yard with a stick and poke piles of poo and like, and they think everything's fascinating.
They're so simple.
Look, yes, it's a pile of poo.
All right.
Yeah, but watch what this stick does to it.
Yes, it's great. So, I mean, there are good time bandits and there are bad time bandits. You know, a huge time bandit for me is crocheting. I even do it in meetings.
That's a time killer, not a time bandit.
But it's something I really enjoy doing, and it's become a part of my serenity.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm okay with that.
Do you remember being young and, like, spending an inordinate amount of time watching TV?
No. I wasn't allowed.
You were reading.
I was reading.
I was outside playing.
Oh, yeah, riding bikes.
I did that, too, but, I mean, I remember a certain time of day. It was, like, 3 o'clock or something, and it was on for TV because it was, you know, you had cartoons when I'm real young, and then if you got to stay up a little later, like 8 o'clock was like the Brady Bunch came on, and then Gilligan's Island came on, and then Hogan's Heroes came on. It was like, oh, my God. And it's like right there, that's an hour and a half. Boom.
I was only allowed to watch like an hour a day, so I had to pick and choose.
Favorite TV show growing up, Shelley?
I don't know. I'd probably say Gilligan's Island.
Mark? He's like Playboy After Dark.
Oh, no, Bewitched. I changed to Bewitched.
How about you, Mark?
I know Hogan's Heroes was pretty good.
Yeah,
I was a big Hogan's Heroes fan myself. Clink, you blundering idiot.
And McHale's Navy. My dad and I, he'd pass out in his big chair, and I would be sitting on his lap, and Hogan's Heroes and McHale's Navy would be on, and then Al Schottelcutty with the channel, the 11 o'clock news would come on. Yep. And if I stayed Al Schottelcutty. This is in Cincinnati. But if I stayed really still, my mom wouldn't see me in my dad's lap because he'd be passed out. He didn't know what the heck was going on. So I could stay up and watch. Because after Al Schottelcutty was MASH. The reruns of MASH, even though it was still in first run.
Loved MASH.
Yeah.
Hogan's Heroes.
Yep. I don't count MASH as childhood, though. I was older then.
Yeah, I was a little bit older then as well.
But you know what was really funny? We had what? 8, 9 stations, if you count the all Spanish stations that you didn't understand what they were talking about.
Yes.
And we always found something to watch.
Yeah.
I got 400 stations.
If you can't find
something. And I can't find anything on TV.
Yeah. And if you're up like past midnight, 387 of those stations are now running infomercials.
Well, yeah, because you got to pay for it.
So you go to A&E, and it'll be like, from the dawn of time. You're like, oh, this is going to be good. Men has tried to find a good blender. You're like, what the hell? Well, it comes on, there's like Egyptian shit in the background. You're like, oh, this is going to be good. What is this? What is this going to be? Ah.
The Church of Ron Popeil.
the Bullet. And you know what? Have you ever seen the commercial?
The Bullet?
Have you ever seen the commercial for The Bullet where there's like a bunch of people sitting around and there's one like older lady in like curlers?
And she's smoking.
And she's smoking. and she's sitting there and she's like, wow, you can make those healthy drinks real fast. And I'm like...
No, I was thinking of something different.
Oh, no, not one of those. That's on the Adam and Eve infomercial.
Oh.
Where are we at in time?
It's about well past that time.
Well, then, Shelley, what would your final words on time bandits be?
This show is a time bandit. Please use that. Responsibly.
I'm just going to make mention of that, actually.
And thank you so much for interrupting me right in the middle.
Sorry.
Yeah. You should let her finish her thought.
A-S-S-H-O-L-E.
Ooh. She got the she got the asshole chant hit.
The Dennis Leary.
I didn't even hear it, so it's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I know.
Shall I give her the...
Nobody else
shall
will.
Shall I give her the humble trophy? She wasn't being humble. How about you, Mark?
Time bandits can only take from you what you let them.
Ooh. You run into time bandits?
Time bandits.
Time bandits.
Time bandits.
Hey, if you run into them there time bandits, just remember... If you like what you're getting, keep doing what you're doing. If you don't like what you're getting, then do something different. I sound like Larry the Cable Guy there for a second.
Changing your accent does not make your statement different.
Get her done.
Yeah, it's just funny. I don't care who you are.
Mark, we got a friend back east.
That'd be Bruce.
The other white meat.
Runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can just find publication online. You can get it emailed to you. You can get the subscription prescription. You send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you have a recovery home or a sober living or someplace where many of us sick gather, contact Bruce. He'll send you some hard copies to strew about the location. Also, 12stepgazette.com/IE.
IE.
We'll get you to the Inland Empire version of the 12-Step Gazette.
That's right. For all you folks in Southern California, Shelley, we've got people that listen to the show. But first, the convention. What are the dates?
The 18th through the 20th.
Of?
July.
Where?
South Point? South Bridge?
South Point?
Is it South Point?
City?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
State. How about good?
Sin City.
Wow.
Is it South Point Hotel?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I just awesome. Wanted to throw that in again.
All right. We'll have more concrete information soon. Of course, by the time the show goes up, we may have already had it. We'll
see. But it'll go up after.
Yeah, true.
There'll be an event created. You guys can go on Facebook and find the event.
That's right. Let us know you're coming.
So, Shelley, people are listening.
Really?
Well, probably not by now.
It's because we've sucked up all their available time.
And we were time bandits.
Thank you. However you listen to the show, we really appreciate it. Thank you very much. But if you could go to our website, recovery101.net, click on one of the shows, then click like or permalink. If you are a member of Podomatic, you've been counted. That helps us with our numbers, and we really appreciate that. If you are not a member, you should become one. It is free.
And fun.
You can like old shows and leave topics, suggestions, and comments. If you leave a topic suggestion, please leave it on the new show so that Bruce sees it easily. You can follow us. That will get you automatic updates when we post the show. And you can put us on playlists for all your hot party needs. Whoop, whoop.
You know what, too? If you are on Facebook and you are liking shows, you can go back a few pages back in history and like older shows that you had never heard before. You can click like, and just don't do it too many times. But you could do two or three times every time you went there. That would be awesome as well. If you are on Facebook, you can like the Recovery 101 radio show page, the fan page. And we post shows and graphics and goodies there, and you can post stuff there as well, topic suggestions and things like that. And if you got something you want us to talk about, we can probably help you out. If you want to be more anonymous on Facebook, you can join the Recovery 101 group. That is a closed group. If you ask to join, you shall be allowed. You can banter about with people. And you know what? I had forgotten Brian had put a show topic up in there.
We'll get to it next time.
Yeah, we'll get to it next time.
Yeah, but he did, so we got to remember that. We've got an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. If you want to let us know you're going to go to the convention, you can email us there. You can send topics and raves and rants and all that stuff there. Shelley administrates that page, so if no one answers your email for a long time, you can email again and bitch at her.
My rants get raves.
Yes. And we've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101. Rule 62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure as hell don't. Shelley. Whoops. Who is the lead out music for?
The lead out music tonight is by Elektra.
Elektra. Everybody try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
show it. No one knows it. So I'm moving on. We have a code we should uphold, but I'll fight the madness from dusk to dawn. And so I'm all
thoughts in my head. I was hooked from the start. Now I'm hanging by a thread. The things that you've done, the things that you've said, got me caught in your web.
Wanna get it on, but I'm too far gone. You know that I can't show it. No one knows it. So I'm dreaming on. I stand my ground. I'm tied and bound, and I'll fight the madness. Dawn and soul, I'm all alone.
That I've lost it. Trigger my emotion now, at least I can force it. I'm all fit, let's drop it. I'm busted in love and lost and busted my profit. Better to never have loved than nothing lost. Remember to be clever, consider the cost. Exhausted, I think that I've lost it. You trigger my emotion now, at least I can force it.
Done.